Boker Tov, good morning. Today's class is Daf Ayin Aleph. We're at the bottom of 70B on Ayin Amud Bet. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shalema. Uval Lecholim, Befalam, Chimda, Berachom, Echon, Nizan, El Nachan, Gam, Rivka, Sarab, Anamim, Shalom, Mitzarana, David, Menachel, Yafa, Bad, Devorah, Rivka, Ben Achav, Rivka, Ben Asar, Shalom, Asar, Fahim, Adam, Shalom, Echana, Yafa, Ben Miriam, Yehu, Edam, Yafa, Chaya, Asar, Betchum, Rechom, Ben Chana, Simcha, Ben Matam, Rehu, Echav, Rezu, Ben Ram, Chana, Lanam, Adam, Yafa, 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 Dan ben Esther, Yitzchak ben Elina, Kudam Ramachal, Yishav ben Netan, Yafa, Yosef ben Devorah, Shomer Shomer ben Elina, Yosef ben Yafa, Daniel ben Dinesa, Bukham ben Arfa, Menam, Gavim, Shalom, Kudam, Shalom, Kudam, Shalom, Kudam, Shalom, Lina, Vagad ben Miriam, Gabriel, Yishav ben Echom, Echana, Mahkab, Pat Esther, Rav, Shalom, Shamsi, Menachim, David, Ariya ben Rivka, Eliana, Sarah, Bat Shoshana, Shem ben Naomi, Olavdil, Yishma, David, Ben Eliyahu, Ben Ben Yitzchak, Eliyahu, Dina, Bat Ephraim, Shimon, Mishal, Rina, Mekan, Bat Dan, Baz, Ben Abraham, Dina, Bat Aaron, Tamar, Baracha, Bat Abraham, Moshe, Rafael, Sarah, Bat Yosef, Levdil, Rayon, Devorah, Bat Miriam. Okay, we left off at the middle of page 70b, Ayin Amud Bet, about six lines when the lines get long down on the page. We said in our Mishnah, if somebody takes a vow against their wife to not, for up to 30 days, right, not to benefit from him, up to 30 days, he has to be ma'amida parnes, he has to stand someone to support her. More than 30 days, he has to divorce her. So the Gemara says, ad sheloshim yom ya'amid parnes. Until 30 days, you bring someone to support her. So the Gemara says, uparnes lav shlichuteka avid. Is this supporter not doing shlichut, your messaging? Meaning, he is becoming your shaliach. You're paying him, and he is supporting the girl. So you're essentially, it's contingent on you paying the man to support your wife. So why is he allowed to do that if you took a neder? So the Gemara says, Amar avuna be'omer kol hazan enu mafsid. No, because what he does is he's not telling the person, I'm going to pay whoever pays my wife. He tells the person, anyone who comes and supports my wife will not lose out. So he says it in an unusual way. Anyone who comes to support my wife will not lose out. So he doesn't tell them directly. But the Gemara says, even though he's saying like that, is he not? He's still doing the shlichut. He's still doing the messaging of the husband. So the Gemara says, "V'hatanan." We have a Mishnah. Mishaya mushlach bebor. Someone was in a pit. Ve'amar, and he says, "Kol ha'shomea kolo." Anyone who hears his voice, yichtov get la'ishto, should write a divorce to his wife. Hare elu yikatevu yitenu. They should write it and they should give it. So what do you see? Rashi tells us. Even though he didn't tell a sofer, you should write it, still he said, whoever hears this should write it. So as she says, hachinami, so too in our case, even though he doesn't tell the person, you support my wife, since he said, anyone who wants, come support her, so therefore, that would be a shaliach, that would be making your person, this messenger for you, to be able to support a person. Okay, so the Gemara then says, "Hachi Ashta." Is that case even similar to our case? Is the case of a person screaming from the boar, from the pit, similar to the case of our Mishnah, of someone who makes a neder against his wife? Hatam ka'amar yichtov. Over there, the person says, please write a get, write a divorce for his wife. He says, he commands them. Whereas, hacha mi ka'amar yizon, over here, he doesn't command anyone to come support his wife. He says, anyone who wants will not lose out. So it's not a commanding. So the Gemara says, kol hazan ka'amar, he said, anyone who wants. So the Gemara says, "V'ha Amar Rabbi Ami." Rabbi Ami says, "Bidleka hitiru lomar kol amechabe enu mafsid." On Shabbat, if somebody has a fire in the house, so back then in the times of the Gemara said that if someone had a fire, he can say, "Anyone who comes to put out the fire will not lose out." Meaning, trying to tell the goyim, "Come, whoever puts it out will not lose out." You can't tell them directly. Nowadays, I mean, more halachic parameter is that nowadays people's houses are so close to one another. If someone's house lights up on Shabbat, it becomes chas v'shalom, it becomes a pikuach nefesh for the person next to him. So of course you should call and try to put it out right away to make sure that the house next to you doesn't get hit. Okay? When Ayin Amud Bet. So the Gemara says, that's the difference. So the Gemara is asking, okay, in that case of Shabbat, that we set a fire, what do you say? Kol ha'mechabe eno mafsid. Over there we say, anyone who comes to put out the fire does not lose out. So the Gemara says, "Bidlekad lemeute mai." What is it coming to exclude by saying we only do that in the case of the fire on Shabbat? Lav lemeute ki agavna. Is it not coming to exclude our case to say that in our case of the man who takes a neder against his wife, and he wants to make someone to be a parnes, someone to support her, he's not allowed to do that because he's being the shaliach, that person. So the Gemara says, no. Lo lemeute shari surim de Shabbat. No, it's coming to exclude all other forbidden laws on Shabbat. That's what it's coming to exclude from our deen, that you cannot do that in any other forbidden law. You can't say, anyone who does this will not lose out. You can only do that for a fire on Shabbat, because what's the idea there? Why do we allow the person to say, even though you're not allowed to tell someone to put out the fire, you say, anyone who comes to put out the fire, any non-Jew who comes to put out the fire, won't lose out. Why can you say that on Shabbat? So Rashi explains, because a person is bahul al mamono, person is so worried about his money, losing so much money from his house being burnt down, so therefore if we don't give him some way to permit it for him, he's going to go and do it himself. So therefore we give him a way that he can be able to do it b'derech heter. So the Gemara says, Meitiv Rava is a contradiction. Hamudar hana'a mechavero. If someone takes a neder against someone, not to benefit from him, ve'en lo mayochal, and the person does not have what to eat anymore. So the one who took the neder, yelech etzel chenvani haragil etzlo, should go to the store owner who's close to him, who's used to him, ve'yomar lo, and should tell him, ish ploni mudar hana'a mimeni. I took a vow against this person. Ve'eni yodea ma'eseh lo, and I don't know what to do for him. I don't know what to do. I made a neder. So the Gemara says, the store owner, who noten lo, gives to the person who doesn't have food, uba venotel mizen, comes and takes from this man who took the neder. So that's the way you can get around the neder. So the Gemara says, hachi hu d'sharei, only in this situation is permitted. Aval kol hazan enu mafsid lo. But you cannot do that in a case of someone who makes a vow and then he comes and says, anyone who comes to support my wife will not lose out. You can't do that. So why is he saying over here you're allowed to do that? So the Gemara says, lo mi baya kamar. No, it's not needed. Lo mi baya kol hazan enu mafsid. Even in the case of someone who says anyone who supports his wife will not lose out, of course that's permitted. The le alma kamar, because he's talking to the whole world. He's not telling a specific person. Aval hai, but in our case, this case over here, kivan de ragilatzo, since a person goes to the store owner regularly, vika azil, vika amarle, and he goes to him and tells him this person doesn't have food, kemanda amarle zil havle etdame, it's as if he's going and telling him, take this money and go and give it to the guy. So you took a vow against someone for him not to benefit, now you're going to someone and saying, take this money and go give it to him. How can you do that? So the Gemara says, kamashmala, and that's why it's coming to teach us that even in that case it would be permitted as well. That would be allowed as well. Because you're not doing it directly, that would be as well. But in the case of kol hazan enu mafsid, for sure that's permitted. Gufa, the Gemara goes back. We're going back to that topic we just said. Hamudar hana'a mechavero. If someone takes a neder against a friend, meaning he's nedered. Hamudar means he has taken a neder against from his friend. Ve'en lo mayochal, and he doesn't have what to eat. Holech etzel chenvani haragil etzlo. The person who took the neder goes to the store owner that he's used to. Ve'omer lo, and he tells him, ish ploni mudar hana'a mimeni. This person has a neder from me, and he can't benefit from me. Ve'eni yodea ma'eselo, and I don't know what to do for him. It's interesting over here. It says, never mind. Okay, who noten? I don't know what to give him. So who noten? Lo, the store owner gives to him. Ve'uba ve'notel mizeh, and he comes. The store owner comes and takes back from the person who took the neder. Beitol livnot, if somebody has a house to build, ve'gedero ligdor, a fence to build, ve'sadeo liktor, a field to reap. Right, we're talking about the melacha of reaping now in the morning. Holech etzel po'alin ragilin etzlom, but the person has a neder against him, so he can't help him. So what does he do? He goes to his workers, ve'omer lehen, and he tells them, ish ploni mudar hana mimeni, I took a neder against this guy, he can't benefit from me. Ve'ini yodea ma'aseh lo, I don't know what to do for him. So hen osin imo, he hinted it to them, and they understand. They now go on their own. Ubain venotlin scharan mizeh. And after they go and work for the person, they come and take the reward from the person who took the neder. Hayu me'alchin baderech. If people were walking on the path, ve'ein imo mayochal, and a person does not have what to eat, and the guy took a neder against him, noten le'acher le'shum matana, he gives it to someone else for as a gift, and that person who took it as a gift, ve'hala notel ve'ochel umutar. Meaning, you can give it to him as a gift, and then this person comes and takes it. So you have three people. You have a guy who took the neder, the guy who was taking the neder against, and a third guy. You give it to the third guy gives it to the person who was nedered against, and he can eat it, ve'ochel ve'emutar, and it's permitted. Okay, but what if there's only two people? Ve'im en sham acher, if there's only two people, maniach al gabei ha'sela, just put the food on a stone, o al gabei ha'geder, on a fence, ve'omer harei elo, harei hen mufkarin, this is hefker, it's ownerless, I don't own it anymore, lekol mish yachpots ve'hala notel ve'ochel mutar. Whoever wants to come and take it, can come and take it, and this person who wants can come and take it, and it's permitted. But Rabbi Yossi says, that is not allowed, that would be forbidden. Amarava Maitamad Rabiosi. What's the reason for the opinion of Rabiosi, who says you're not allowed to do that? You can't make a neder, say you can't benefit from me, then go and take the food. This is ownerless. Whoever wants, come and take it, and I know you're gonna come and take it. But why does Rabiosi say that's not allowed? So he says, Gezera Mishum Ased Beit Choron. It's a decree because of the case of Beit Choron. What was the incident of Beit Choron? Anybody know? So there was a place called Beit Choron. This is a Gemara Masechet Nedarim. Daf Mem Ched Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says a story. There was a certain person who was marrying off his son, and he wanted his grandfather to come to the wedding. Right? He wanted the groom's grandfather, his father, to come to the wedding. The problem was, there was a neder. The grandfather was prohibited by a neder from deriving any benefit from him. So what should he do? So what did he do? He said like this. He tried to find a way to allow his father to come. So what he did is, he said, this courtyard and this banquet and this hall that we're eating in is given as a gift to you. But it's only, meaning he was given as a gift, I make it like hefker, it's a matana, only in order so that my father can be able to come to the wedding. He's played some trick over here to try to allow his father to get the wedding, but it's not allowed. He wasn't able to do that. So therefore the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, why is it not allowed to do this? Because of the gezerah that happened over there in Beit Choron, we don't want that to happen again. So since we don't want it to happen again, we make a gezerah over here that you're not allowed to come and just put the food on the fence, say it's ownerless. That's not allowed. Okay, flipping the Amud, new subject. Rabbi Yehuda says, for an Israel is 1 month limit. More than that, you have to divorce. Kohen, we said 2 months, v'chule. But the Gemara then comes and says, Hainu Tanakama. This is the same as the first opinion. The first opinion said how many days? Until 30 days. 1 month and 30 days in my book is the same, right? I mean, it's a huge Tosfot over here. The Tosfot discusses what is considered Chodesh. Anyway, it goes through the whole idea. But the Gemara says it's the same opinion. Amar Abaye, Kohenet Atalashmina. No, it's coming to teach us a Kohenet. It was coming to teach us the law about a Kohenet. That's why I was coming to teach us. Not about the month. It was coming to say, by the case of a woman who's a Kohenet, she has 2 months. She has 2 months of this neder, but if it's more than that, then she gets a divorce also. Rava says, Rava amar chodesh malei v'chodesh chaser ikabinai. Rava says, no. The difference between them would be a full month or a missing month. Meaning, if you have a 30-day month or a 29-day month. The person who said 30 days, Tanakama, 30 days. The one who said a month, it could still be a month, it's chaser, which is 29 days. So that would be the difference between them, which is more understandable. Amar Rav, lo shanu ela b'mefaresh. That's only if you explicitly state how many days. Aval bistam, but if a person just generally takes a neder, yotzi le'altar v'yiten ketubah, he gives a ketubah right away. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, afilu bistam, even generally, if he doesn't specify, lo yotzi, you should not divorce, shema yimtza petach lenidro, because maybe he will find a way to make hatara nedarim with the Talmid Chacham. He can find a way to open up his neder. So this is a machlok in Rav and Shmuel. If you didn't specify how many days, do you have to give a divorce right away? Rav says yes, Shmuel says no. Do you remember we saw this earlier? V'hifligu be'echadazim. Now we already saw this earlier, I believe, on Daf Samech Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Mishnah said, if a man takes a vow against his wife from relations, Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai says, Shtei Shabbato, 2 weeks. Beit Hillel Omrim, Shabbat Achat. Beit Hillel says, the limit is 1 week. Ve'amar Rav said, Machloket b'mefaresh. The Machloket is if he specifies the amount of days. Aval bistam, but if he didn't specify, Yotzi le'altar v'iten ketubah. He has to give a divorce right away. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, afilu bistam, even if he didn't specify, nami lo yotzi, should not divorce right away, shema yimtza petach lenidro, because maybe he will find an opening to his neder. So this is exactly the same lesson we learned on Daf Samech Aleph. Why is it teaching the exact same lesson over here? So tzricha, the Gemara says, we need both. De'i itmar be'ahi, if it would have only taught us in that case, be'ahi ka'amar Rav, that's what Rav said, mishum de'lo afshar be'parnes. Rav was saying, if you don't specify, you give a divorce right away over there. Why? Because in the case of Tashmish Amita, it was, you can't bring someone to support the woman. That's not the problem here. The problem is you're taking a neder against her. In our case, we're saying you're taking a neder that she doesn't benefit from you. You can bring a parnes. So maybe in our case, aval beha, the efshar befarnes, maybe you can bring someone to support her, ema moidele de Shmuel. Maybe Rav would agree to Shmuel in our case. I would have thought that he would agree with him and say that even if you don't specify the amount of days, let's wait. Maybe you can open the petach to the neder. Maybe you can make a petach to the neder. Ve'itmar beha. If it would have only taught us in our case, beha ka'amar Shmuel. Shmuel only said his opinion that if you don't specify the amount of days in our case, you don't have to divorce. Mishum de'efshar beparnes, because you can support her for 30 days with this parnes. Aval beahi, but in the case of the neder against sleeping with, ema moidele de Rav, I would have thought he would agree to the opinion of Rav. that you if you don't specify, you would have to give a divorce right away. That's why the Gemara says tzricha. No, we need to teach us in both cases that Rav says you need to specify or else you need a divorce. And Shmuel says even if you do not specify, you are not required to get a divorce because you may open a petach, you may open a neder. Tanan, stand the Mishnah. Madir tishto shelo titom echan mikol haperot. If someone takes a vow for the wife not to taste any of these fruits, yotzi ve'iten ketubah, divorce and give a ketubah. So the Gemara says, b'yishlam ala Rav, it makes sense according to the opinion of Rav. Kan bistam, kan mimifaresh. The difference is, in the first case we had, it was explained 30 days. So Rav says, when you explain, you don't have to get a divorce right away. In this case, it doesn't explain how many days. It just says you take a nether not to eat from the fruits. So Rav would say, you have to get a divorce right away. So this makes sense according to Rav. Kan bistam, in our this case over here, it's general. And in the Mishnah's first case, it's explained, mifaresh, kan mifaresh, ela l'shmuel kasha. But according to Shmuel, who says, even when you specify, you don't have to get a divorce right away. How can you explain this case? So the Gemara says, "Hacha b'mayaskinan." What are we dealing with here? Kegon she naderahi v'kiyem la'ihu. Now over here we're talking about she made the neder not to benefit from the fruits, and he accepted the neder. He said, "Yes, you this neder applies." She said, "I'm not going to eat from any of these fruits," and he accepted the neder. So that's why, because Savar Rabbi Meir holds. It is he who is putting his finger in between her teeth for her to bite. Meaning it's his tachsir chodet. Meaning it's his fault. It's his fault, not her fault. So because it's his fault, so therefore we blame him, and that's why he has to give a divorce right away, because he didn't specify the amount of time. Right? And she made the nether, he accepted the nether. That's the point. So the Gemara says, "V'savar Rabbi Meir, does Rabbi Meir hold who noten etzva min shinea? Does Rabbi Meir hold of this point that it's he who's putting the finger in between her teeth? This is like a euphemism, or however you call it. It's like a phrase that they call it that it's his fault." The Gemara says, "V'hatanya ha'isha shenadera ben nazir. If a woman takes a vow to become, let's say, a nazir, she doesn't drink wine, she doesn't do anything with grapes, so on and so forth. V'shama bala." And the husband heard, and he didn't annul the vow. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, they say, it's her putting the finger in her teeth. So Rabbi Meir here clearly says, it's not him, it's her fault. Right? This is tachsir echodet. Lefichach, so therefore, im ratza haba lehafer yafer, if the husband wants now at this point to annul the vow, from the beginning, if he wanted to, from the beginning, annul the vow, he could have. V'im amar if she ve'isha nidranit, and if he wants to say, hey, I don't want to stay with a woman who takes neders, stuff like this, tetzeh shelo b'ketubah, he can divorce her without any ketubah. So clearly though, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that it's her finger going in the mouth. It's her fault.
The cases are different, because here they're saying the lashon of accepting, and here is hefer.
No, but the whole point is she's taking a neder, and he is accepting of the neder. Whose fault is it?
Accepting is not the hefer neder.
He didn't annul the vow.
So it's the same?
So yeah, if he doesn't annul the vow, it's as if you're accepting. So the Gemara says, and just so we're all on the topic, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar Amrim, who noten etzva ben shinea? They say that it's he is putting the finger in the teeth, the fichach. So therefore, im ratza habal leafer yafer. If the husband at first wants to annul the vow, he can. V'im amar yefshi beishan adranit. And if he says, I don't want a woman who takes vows, yotzi v'iten ketubah. He has to give the ketubah because it is his fault. Right? He accepted it. So clearly, though, Rabbi Meir is not of that opinion. So the Gemara says, epoch Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda omrim hu noten. So the Gemara says, no, flip the opinion. Instead of saying Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say that it is she who's putting the finger in the teeth, say that no, it is he putting the finger in the teeth. And therefore it's his fault. So we have a consistent Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Elazar omrim hi natena. And they say that it is really she. So we flipped both opinions. So the Gemara says, v'savar Rabbi Yossi hi natena. Does Rabbi Yossi hold that she is the one putting the finger in the teeth? Now we're going to bring a proof against that. V'hatnan, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, we say in our Mishnah, Be'aniyut, with poor women, we said, Shelo natan kitzva. We said in that case, he has to give a divorce right away. Why? Because there's no limit. He didn't give a limit to how many days it would be. So what does that have to do with anything? So the way Rashi explains it, he gives a ketubah right away and he divorces her. So what you see from that is, Hu noten, it is his fault. Since he's giving the ketubah, you can see that it's his fault. She made the nether, he accepted the nether, for example. So it's his fault. So clearly, it's not her fault. Rabbi Yossi is not of the opinion that it's her fault. He's of the opinion that it's his fault. So the Gemara says, "Ema Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Omrim Hunoten." Now we take out Rabbi Yehuda and we put Rabbi Yossi in. We say Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi really say it is his fault. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Amrim, Hinatina, but them to say that it is her fault. So now we're good. Now we cleared it up. We have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, his. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, hers. So the question says, "V'savar Rabbi Yehuda, Hinatina." Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that she? It is her fault. Ve'atnan, but we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer be Israel. It's our Mishnah be Israel. Yom Echad Yikayem. If it's an Israel, he took a vow. He took a vow against an Israel woman. So. Sorry, if it was in Israel, then only one day is the vow. But if the vow is, if he takes a vow against her for more than one day, then he has to divorce in Israel right away. Right? So what do you see over there? He divorces her and he gives her the ketubah. If he's giving her the ketubah, what can you understand? Who noten etzva v'inshinea? It is him putting the finger in the teeth. So why is Rabbi Yehuda, why are we saying that Rabbi Yehuda is on her side? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's her fault. It's really his fault. And when it says, Ema, fix it again. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Amrim, who noten? Them three all say now that it is he who is the problem. Rabbi Elazar is now all alone. Omer, he noten. Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion now that says that no, it's really her fault. The Gemara says, but we have a concept. Vim tim selomar. If you want to say zuge zuge ketane, we have this concept of zug zug that you have. We taught things in partners. Two people taught one way, two people taught another way. You can't split it up and say it's three against one. It was two against two. You want to say that we misinterpreted what two people said? Fine, swap the two for two. But you can't say it's three against one. So the Gemara says, so Ema Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Omrim, Hina Tena. So say that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar say it's her fault. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Omrim, Hunotin. And they say, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Omrim, Hina Tena, it's her fault. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Omrim, Hunotin. They say it's his fault. V'hastama deloka Rabbi Meir, and how do we make sense of Rabbi Meir? So this Tana is stam, not teaching like Rabbi Meir. So that's how we can make sense of it. It's not like Rabbi Meir. Because clearly Rabbi Meir, we brought a baraita that fully proved that Rabbi Meir is saying it's his fault. Now we're trying to say it's her fault. We're putting him on the her fault side. And we're just saying the Tana is not saying like Rabbi Meir. Stama, like not like Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, V'savar Rabbi Yossi be'aniyut shelo natan kitzva. And Rabbi Yossi holds by the poor woman that if he doesn't give a time period, so therefore, right away he gives a divorce. So what do you see? Alma, you can see from that, bal matzel mefer, that the husband is able to annul the vow. He has the opportunity to annul the vow. The Gemara says, Urminu, we have a contradiction. How do you know that's true? Elu dvarim shabal mefer. These are the things that a husband can annul the vow. Dvarim sheyesh bahen inui nefesh, things that have a suffering, they cause suffering. Im erchatz, im lo erchatz, should I bath, should I shower, should I not shower? Im et kashet, im lo et kashet, should I adorn myself, should I not adorn myself? He can annul those things. Amar Rabbi Yossi, ein elun nidre inui nefesh. Rabbi Yossi comes and says, those are not things of suffering. Elo, what is things of suffering? Ve eluhen nidre inui nefesh. These are the things he can annul. Shelo achal basar, if she takes a vow not to eat meat. V'shelo eshte yayin, not to drink wine. V'shelo et kashet b'bigdei tzivonin, flipping the amud, not to wear, not to adorn myself with colorful clothing and beautify myself. So in those things make her ugly and disgusting, he can annul the vow over there. But what do you see? Rabbi Yossi contradicted and said that in the case of adorning oneself with, let's say, fragrances, perfume, that's not considered something he can annul the vow. But in our Mishnah's case that we said, if you do it for a poor person right away, you can annul the vow, you can have the opportunity to annul the vow. We saw that he is able to annul the vow. So it's a contradiction of Rabbi Yossi. Are you able to annul the vow in the case of these fragrances or not? So the Gemara says, Hachav amai askinu, what are we dealing with? We're talking about things between him and her. Meaning, when do we say, in our case, in this Mishnah, of fragrance, of beauty, of ordaining, of adorning oneself, it was talking a cream that removes pubic hairs. So that's when we said that he is able to annul the vow. Because things between him and her, it's something that has to do with the relation, so therefore he's allowed to annul that vow. But in a regular case, like a regular fragrance, you're not allowed to, you don't have the ability to annul that vow. She says, I don't want to use, I don't know, what's a good perfume? This perfume. I don't want to use Chanel perfume. I don't want to use this perfume. You can't annul the vow. She took another. That's it. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hanicha leman da'amar. That only works according to the opinion that says, Dvarim shebeino leveina habal mefer. Things between him and her, the husband can annul. Ela leman da'amar, but according to the one who says, Ein ba'al mefer. According to the one who says, the machloke. There's an opinion that says, the husband cannot annul vows between him and her. The things that have to do with their relations. So, ma'ik lamemo, what are you going to say then? The husband cannot annul this vow either. So the Itmar, as it's taught, we learn in Masachet Nedarim, it says, Dvarim shebeino levena, the things between him and her. Rav Huna amar habal mefer. Rav Huna says he can annul. That's the halacha. Rav Adabar, seemingly. Rav Adabar ahava amar. Rav Adabar says, ein habal mefer. The husband cannot annul the vow. Shelo matzinu shu'al shemet ba'afar pir. Very beautiful line. We never find a fox that dies in its own fox hole. What does that mean? Someone who's used to something, you're not going to get hurt in your own thing that you're used to. It's a very important psychological line. Somebody who's baki in something, you're fluent in something, he's going to know how to protect himself from getting hurt. For example, if someone ever gets cheated in a certain type of business, he's going to know how to protect himself in the future in that type of business. A husband, so Rashi explains, in this case, someone who's fluent in his wife, knowing about his wife, how his wife is, he's baki hu lishamer she'ino maziko. He knows how to protect himself so he doesn't get damaged, doesn't get any hurt. So too with the husband, with his wife. So therefore, he's proving his point, but according to that opinion, that does not allow the husband to annul the vow, meaning the husband will still be with his wife. So how can the husband annul the vow in this case? According to the opinion, it says you cannot annul the vow of things between husband and wife, of relations. Ela hachabama eskinan, what are we dealing with here? Kigon de talinu likishute v'tashmish amita. She ties the adornments to the relations. She says that essentially, if I wear these adornments, then here, the Amra, she says, Ye'esar hana'at tashmishech alai im etkashet. If I adorn myself with these, I will be forbidden for you. I will take a nether not to have relations with you. So the adornments are directly correlated to relations. So therefore, even according to the opinion that says that you cannot annul the vow of things that have to do with relation, of things that have to do with beino levena, something that has to do directly with the relations of them, for sure you can annul. So that's why you're going to know this. Because the Amar Rav Kahana, the Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Hana'at tashmishi alai alecha, if she says, my relations on you is forbidden, kofa umishamshashto, he can force her and sleep with her. If Hana'at tashmishecha alai, if she says that your relations are forbidden on me, yafer, he has to annul the vow, lifi she'en ma'achilin la'adam devar ha'asur lo, we don't feed someone something that is forbidden for him. We can't give him a woman who's forbidden to him. So therefore, he has to annul the vow. She has to annul the vow. Okay. Then the Gemara says, why don't you just say, velotit kashet velote aser? Tell her not to adorn herself, and she would never become forbidden to begin with. Meaning she said, if I adorn myself, I'll be forbidden to you by relations. Don't adorn yourself. What if you get into the safek? And then we wouldn't even have a question. But why would it be possible to permit her neder? In this case now, if she doesn't adorn her, she has an option not to adorn herself. So then why would we allow her to, why would we allow him to annul the neder if it's not things between him and her? She doesn't have to do that. She doesn't have to adorn herself. So the Gemara says, "Imken karula menuvelet," because then people are going to say she's ugly. If she doesn't adorn herself, a woman doesn't put on makeup, jewelry, beautify herself, she's ugly. And so then what's going to happen? Everyone's going to say she's ugly. And then she's going to end up putting on the adornments at the end. So she's going to become forbidden at the end anyway. So the Gemara says, "Vetit kasher v'te'aser." Why don't you say, let her adorn herself. Let her become asur. Ila beit shamay shtei shabbatot. Ila beit hilel shabbat achat. Why don't you say, according to Beit Shammai, it's two weeks. According to Beit Hillel, it's 1 week. Why do you say you have to give the divorce right away? So the Gemara says, Hane mile heche de adra ihu. That's only when he takes the neder, because she thinks the savram mirtach ratach ilavai. She thinks, he's just angry at me right now. You know, when a woman thinks the husband is angry at her, she thinks, still though, vehashta motiv da'atei. Eventually he'll calm down. Right now he's going to calm down at the end. But, aval mide ish hacha, but in this case, if she takes a neder, and he stays quiet, if she takes a neder against him, and he stays silent, what can she understand from that? Savra, since he stayed silent, misnahu desanili. My husband for sure hates me. So then, for sure you have to give the divorce right away. So in a case where she takes a neder, and he doesn't say anything, divorce right away. If he takes a neder, and she, if he takes a neder against her, then we give her 1 or 2 weeks, but depending on the machloket. Let's finish all the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Ba'aniyot shelonatan kitva. If you don't give a measurement for the poor women, you give a divorce right away. Ve'kama kitva. How much is this time period? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yudbet Chodesh, 12 months. It's 12 months. So when it says, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, 10 years. Right? What's the question here? If you gave a certain time period, how long does he have until we require him to divorce? So first opinion, 12 months. Second opinion, 10 years. Third opinion, the Gemara says, Rav Chisda Amar Rav Yimi Regel, one holiday. So a couple months. Sheken benot Yisrael mitkashot beregel. Because every woman, they put makeup, they beautify themselves for every holiday. So you have until the holiday, until you take away your neder or you divorce her. Ubashirut, then we said for the wealthy women, 30 days. Why do they have 30 days? Maishna lamed yom. Why do they have 30 days? Amar Abaye, sheken isha chashuva nehenet mireach kishuteh lamed yom. A wealthy woman, she has very strong perfumes. She puts on a perfume and it lasts for 30 days. So for 30 days, she can benefit from her previous perfume. But after that, you need to give her a divorce. Okay, we're going to stop there. We're going to give a quick 1 minute recap on the daf. We started on the Amud Bet, and we had discussion on we had two discussions on the Amud Bet, on Ayin Amud Bet. One was about the Parnes, right? The person, how can you uphold a someone to support her if essentially you're making him a shaliach against your neder? That was the question that the Gemara brought, and we went through that question. Question number two we brought on the daf was how do you get around the neder? So you can take an item, you make a neder against someone, you take an item, put it on the fence, and make it hefker, make it ownerless for someone to come and take. We had a machloket, Rabbi Yossi said it's not allowed, but we said it was the first opinion said it is allowed. That was the first amud. That was one and two. The next amud, Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, we had number three, which was the differences between if a person specifies how many days for the neder or does not. Rav said, if you specify, good. If you don't, divorce right away. Shmuel said, even if you don't specify. And there was two cases where we had like that. We had one in Samech Aleph, one over here. Part number four was, is it he who is putting the finger in her teeth? It's his fault? Or is it her fault? That was the machloket that we had. And part number five is, what are the types of things that a husband is allowed to annul the vow on? So we answered saying that it's only things that are causing inui nefesh, causing some suffering onto this person's suffering onto the person, and those are the things that the husband is allowed to annul the vow of his wife. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.